This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
News in the street. Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, tea sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. So today we're going to talk about the Kardashians and their fall from fame and power. They were once considered the most influential, powerful family in Hollywood, but now the Kardashians have seemed to lost their grip on the public's attention in recent years. So what exactly happened? Well, let's take a look. The Kardashians rose to fame in the 2000s, and thanks to their reality TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show followed the lives of the Kardashian-Jenner clan, including Kim, Kourtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie. It quickly became a hit with viewers, and the family's popularity continued to grow with their social media profiles amassing millions of followers and their personal brands expanding into fashion, beauty, and lifestyle products. However, in recent years, the Kardashians have seen their influence and power wane. One of the reasons for this looks to be oversaturation, with multiple family members constantly posting on social media and launching new products. It seems as though the public has grown tired of the Kardashian brand. Additionally, the family's personal lives have become less interesting to viewers, with the show's ratings steadily declining over the past few years. Even with them moving to Hulu, it has not helped to revamp the Kardashian brand whatsoever. Another factor that has contributed to the Kardashian decline in fame and power is their association with scandal and controversy over and over again. From accusations of cultural appropriation to allegations of greenwashing, the Kardashians have faced numerous criticisms and backlashes over the years, and this has done nothing but damage their reputation and credibility in the eyes of many. The family's downfall is definitely being discussed all over TikTok, where people are saying they are losing control of the media and the rest of their world.
This is the end of an era for this family.
Because people are starting to get over their shit. No one's caring anymore about their flex of a lifestyle. We're kind of all looking at them sideways the more they flex in this economy. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's an end of an era. The first one, they are no longer relatable. There's nothing relatable about Kylie Jenner posting her $30 million wardrobe, closet, whatever you want to call it, with all these Hermes bags.
For me, what was really the final straw was with Kylie posting the pic with Travis Scott being like, my jet or yours.
They're like losing their influence.
I can see that.
So what is causing the downfall of the Kardashians? Because just a few years ago, they were at the tip top of pop culture. If you ask me, I believe Kim Kardashian cursed herself by wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress.
The first indication of their downturn was the news that they were not invited to the 2023 Met Gala, which is a significant event in the fashion industry. The family's public image would take a huge blow if they're not present at this event, especially being that it took them years to finally get an invite, and they were only invited because of Anna Wintour's relationship with Kanye West. And now we all know that their relationship has definitely severed because of all the crazy things that Kanye has said. So I believe that also played a role in them not getting an invite. But let's also not forget, along with Kanye West's other scandals are also seen as reason for the family's breakdown. Kylie Jenner faced a lot of criticism for posting during the Astroworld tragedy as if nothing was happening. Let's also not forget the Balenciaga scandal. in which Kim Kardashian remained silent. This was another blow to the family's reputation. Some people are tired of the Kardashians' lavish lifestyle. And as the new generation takes over, they find it hard to compete. And a lot of the new generation just can't relate to them. Now, one of the craziest scandals surrounding the Kardashian is the whole conversation around greenwashing. So for y'all who don't know, greenwashing refers to the practice of making misleading claims about environmental benefits of a product, service, or a company. It is a form of marketing that gives the impression that a company is more environmentally friendly than it actually is. In this case, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner have both been accused of greenwashing as they have been promoting environmental awareness but not taking the adequate steps to reduce their carbon footprint. In January 2020, Kim took to social media to basically tweet, "Climate change is real," accompanied by a broken heart emoji. But it seems that her awareness of the problem does not extend as far as wanting to actually do something to not contribute to climate change. Now, last year, she was asked by Interview Magazine whether she does anything to actually, you know, combat the crisis. And Kim replied, "I believe in being realistic because there's so much to worry about. You know, it's really scary to live your life with anxiety. You have to pick and choose what really works for you in your life." So that's what Kim Kardashian said. And basically, people started digging and doing more research. And it was obtained that, you know, while she's tweeting about climate crisis, she herself frequently uses private jets. In a recent report, it estimated that her personal plane emitted 4,000 metric tons of carbon during 57 flights in the first half of 2021. Additionally, she's been criticized for exceeding her home's water limit during California's drought emergency, with two of her Hidden Hills properties reportedly using 230,000 gallons of water above the limit during the summer alone. Similarly, her sister, Kylie Jenner, has faced accusations of contributing to the climate crisis as well. She herself also frequently takes private jets for journeys as short as 17 minutes away. She would literally jump on a private jet as opposed to getting a ride in a car. She would jump on a private jet literally to fly 7 minutes away from her home. So people have been labeling Kylie Jenner a climate criminal. So now on top of that, most recently, Kim was heavily criticized for her divisive Met Gala look. The dress that she wore was originally worn by Marilyn Monroe to sing Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy in 1962. Speaking on the red carpet, Kim revealed that she had lost 16 pounds in 21 days in order to fit into the gown.
"And I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this, but it was amazing. Such a challenge. It was like a roll.
Right.
I was determined. Yeah, I was determined to fit it."
This was deemed irresponsible by many people. Kim's fixation on talking about her weight and rumors that her and Khloe are currently using the diabetes drug Ozempic to lose weight has also been frowned upon by many people. They've done a lot of damage when it comes to promoting unrealistic beauty standards. And on top of that, they've also embraced a lot of cosmetic surgery, and they haven't always been honest about it. And the main currency of social media influencers is trust. You have to have trust with your audience and vice versa. And the Kardashians, you know, they've had years to build a strong trust with their followers, but with their constant posting, marketing, campaigns, and TV shows, a lot of people have realized that even though, you know, they built this empire, they tend to lack a lot of integrity. So people call their integrity to question all the time, especially being that these are the same women who have sat here and hawked things like flat tummy tea, appetite suppressing lollipops, all the while getting lipo for any trouble spots that they see on their body. Now, Kim is also heavily criticized for her delaying condemning Balenciaga for their controversial holiday campaign featuring children holding bondage teddy bears. Kim, who has a close association with the fashion brand and previously wore one of their designs to the Met Gala, took over a week to address the controversy. She later said, "Everyone was like, why aren't you speaking out? And then I spoke out and gave my thoughts, but because I didn't say, fuck you, Balenciaga, that's it. People got mad at me just because of that." Now, if you guys remember earlier this year, Kylie went to the Schiaparelli Spring Fashion Show And during the show, she wore this couture dress from the designer, and it basically had a lion's head on it. And a lot of people, you know, were accusing her of promoting trophy hunting. So she caught a lot of backlash for that as well, because the lion head looked really, really realistic. Now, as a global recession, honey, appears even more likely. This billionaire family is definitely out of touch, and it seems like a lot of people are just kind of tired and over their antics. Now, recently, Kris Jenner, her and Kylie went viral because during their Hulu show, they were exploring a grocery store as if it was some type of theme park attraction. And, you know, Kris was announcing that she hadn't stepped foot in a grocery store in years. And, you know, going to a grocery store would be good for the soul. You know, as if regular everyday people don't go grocery shopping. Then she acted like she didn't know how to use a, you know, a card machine.
Do the honors.
Do you want to do it?
No, you do the honors. You do the honors.
The tap.
Chippy girl.
Does it have a chip?
See a little chip?
Yep. Got it. Thank God you're here.
We're approved.
Did y'all want some help out with this?
No, we want to push the cart ourselves.
And then shortly after that, there was a clip of Kendall Jenner that went viral on social media attempting to chop up a cucumber, and she really couldn't do it. And then, you know, Kris was panicking that, you know, she might cut herself. So they asked for assistance from their private chef.
I'm not professional whatsoever.
Hey, chef, do you want to cut this up for her?
I'll do it, Mom. It's fine.
So as you guys can see, you know, the average person just cannot relate to them anymore. Kris hasn't been in a grocery store in years. They don't know how to use a debit card. I guess Kendall doesn't know how to really cook or chop up a cucumber, so the private chef has to come and rescue them. It's like, who can relate to this weird stuff, you know? Now, what's also funny is that, you know, we can't forget Courtney in this. Even though she doesn't really want to have anything to do with her family, Courtney and her new husband, Travis Barker, are also getting drugged. People are accusing them of cosplaying a working class couple. After she posted 7 photos of them exploring a service station alongside the caption that stated, "Truck stop, huh?" So a lot of people are like, what is this? Like, why y'all at a truck stop? Why y'all, you know, acting like you guys are homeless hitchhikers who don't have cars? Like, stop. Now, another thing that also caused controversy for this family, and I think this was the one that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, is when Kim decided to basically dispense a bunch of advice, you know, during her Vanity magazine interview with her sisters. And she basically said that, "I have the best advice for women in business. Get off your fucking ass and work. It seems like nobody wants to work nowadays."
Get your fucking ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
All right, y'all remember that video. And this is coming from a woman who's, you know, a quote-unquote billionaire, if we can even believe that. Because as we all know, her mother has lied to Forbes several times for her daughters. But, you know, we know she's at least a multimillionaire. So for her to be talking to folks like, you know, like they didn't have the hand up, like they weren't privileged, like they didn't have nepotism to help them in their ventures is very, very comical. Especially being that she got famous for a sex tape that her mother, and Ray J planned in advance to leak to the public. So it's very funny now that she can dole out advice about people getting off their fucking ass and working. I think at this point, a lot of people are over the Kardashians and them being tone deaf to issues that are affecting real people. The Kardashians have definitely experienced, you know, in my personal opinion, a significant decline in their fame and power in recent years. Due to, I think, a little bit of everything. Oversaturation, scandal, the rise of new influencers. And it's going to be interesting to see if this family can regain their former glory, as it remains to be seen. Or will they eventually just kind of float away into obscurity? But I think that that might not happen, because I definitely believe that she's, you know, prepping her children to take over where they're leaving off. Because Kim is in her 40s now. Like, how long can she be an influencer? I believe that is why she has, you know, Northwest all over TikTok, dancing to Ice Spice videos and things like that. But I leave the question up to you guys. How do you guys feel about the reign of the most influential family, quote unquote, in Hollywood coming to an end? Are you guys bothered by this? Do you guys not care? Do you guys feel like, no, their reign isn't coming to an end and people are just hating? Go ahead and leave a comment down below. I look forward to reading y'all's comments. Make sure you guys like the video. Don't forget to make sure you still subscribe to the channel. And thank you once again for watching. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join a sentiment for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.